About 6,000 Segway human transporters are being voluntarily recalled. The Segway was introduced with fanfare 2 years ago. Its creator had suggested it could transform personal transportation. The Segway runs on electricity. It runs sort of like an old-fashioned push lawnmower where the rider stands on a platform between two wheels. But a power problem has resulted in several falls and minor injuries. The company is offering a software upgrade to fix that. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Segway was created by Dean Kamen, a prolific inventor who holds some 100 patents on everything from a portable kidney dialysis machine to a wheelchair that climbs stairs. Kamen insisted on extreme secrecy while his team of engineers spent years working on the project. Top venture capitalists invested millions. When we spoke to Kamen a year ago, he said he'd eventually like to see large downtown areas closed to automobile traffic, with people walking or riding zero-emission electric-powered Segways on tree-lined pedestrian paths.
Cars are great on the highways between the cities, going 60 miles an hour, carrying large groups of people. Just like airplanes are wonderful things to cross the continent with, but you leave your airplane at the airport. If we're successful, if enough of these become part of the infrastructure, what'll happen is people will start to take back this very, very core of their cities.
Underneath its simple exterior, 10 microprocessors and 5 gyroscopes work together to move the Segway around and keep it from tipping forward or back. But despite all the technology packed into it, it turns out the Segways run afoul of a pretty simple problem. If the battery gets low and you try to drive up a steep hill or speed up suddenly, the Segway can lose power and fall over. That's already happened to at least several riders. Ken Giles is a spokesman for the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
There have been 3 falls, one of which led to some minor head injuries that needed stitches. So the company has developed a software upgrade, which can be installed on every Segway free. And this is going to essentially shut the machine down before it ever reaches that low power situation.
Giles says it was the company itself that brought the problem to the Safety Commission's attention, and in a statement, Segway LLC said it is contacting all of its customers. To date, some 40 states have passed legislation authorizing Segways for sidewalk use. That's led to sporadic outcries from various pedestrian and seniors groups. Some envision the Segways zipping along at 12 miles an hour and plowing into elderly people, joggers, or children. But it turns out that this safety problem is a hazard mostly to those operating the vehicle. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.